Chapter 1. All beings begin their lives with hopes and aspirations. Among these aspirations is the desire that there will be a straight path to those goals. It is seldom so, perhaps never. Sometimes the turns are of one's own volition, as one's thoughts and goals change over time. But more often, the turns are mandated by outside forces. It was so with me. The memory is vivid, unsullied by age. The five admirals rising from their chairs, as I am escorted into the chamber. The decision of the ascendancy has been made, and they are here to deliver it. None of them is happy with the decision. I can read that in their faces. But they are officers and servants of the Chiss, and they will carry out their orders. Protocol alone demands that. The word is, as I expected, exile. The planet has already been chosen. The Aristocra will assemble the equipment necessary to ensure that solitude does not quickly become death from predators or the elements. I am led away. Once again, my path has turned. Where it will lead, I cannot say.
The hut was small, apparently made from local materials, situated in the center of the forest clearing. Surrounding it were eight tall rectangular boxes with two distinct sets of markings.
"So this," Captain Voss Park said, "is what you brought me all the way down from the Strikefast to see?"
"Yes, Captain, I did," Colonel Mosh Barris said sourly. "Turns out we may have a problem. You see those markings?"
"Of course," Park said. "Bogoland script, isn't it?"
"It's Bogoland script, but not Bogolanese," Barris said. "The translator droids can't make top or bottom of it, and the two power generators behind the hut don't match any Imperial designs."
Standing to the side, watching his captain and the Strikefast senior troop commander discuss the mysterious settlement they'd found on this unnamed world, Cadet First Class Eli Vanto tried to make himself as inconspicuous as possible and wondered what he was doing here. None of the other 10 Myomar Academy cadets had been ordered down with Park's shuttle. Eli didn't have any particular expertise in unknown artifacts or tech. It wasn't like he needed planetside experience anyway. He was on track to become a supply officer. There was no reason he could think of why he'd been singled out this way.
"Cadet Vanto," Barris said.
Eli wrenched his mind back from his musings.
"Yes, Colonel?" "The droid said there are half a dozen trade languages out here that use Bogalan script. You're our expert on obscure local languages."
He gestured to the crates.
"So?"
Eli moved closer, wincing a little. So that was why he was here. He'd grown up on the planet Lysatra in this part of wild space, pressed up against the so-called unknown regions. His family's shipping company worked mostly in and around their homeworld, but they did enough business in the unknown regions that Eli had picked up proficiency in several of the local trade languages. But that hardly made him an expert.
"It could be a variant of Sabisti, sir," he said. "Some of the words are familiar, and the syntax is right, but it's not standard."
Barris snorted.
"Hard to imagine a standard for a language so obscure that even the droids don't bother with it."
Eli held his tongue. Sabisti was actually a perfectly well-defined and eminently useful language. It was the people who still used it, and the worlds they lived on, that were obscure.
"You said you can read some of it?" Park prompted.